B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
Get a pair of FanFest tickets, and we're also giving people an opportunity to win FanFest tickets on the phones at 610-632-0975. If you have something that's old man yells at Cloudsish, you win a pair of FanFest tickets. And the reason being is because the Phillies game is an exclusive YouTube game tonight, or this afternoon. No NBC Sports Philadelphia, no Fox, no NBC 10. It's YouTube only.
Yeah, so, I mean, if we don't go into the game after the show today, I'm going to have to go home, bust out the HDMI cord, set up the laptop, and go through all that nonsense just to watch something I pay a substantial amount of money for every single month. So I do feel like Grandpa
Simpson.
Well,
that's the thing, yeah, I'm still doing the cable billing. I haven't cut the cord, so I still pay money for my cable monthly.
Yeah, and I want my Phillies game on. Like, I just want to turn the TV on and be there.
Like, I don't know who's okay. Obviously, it's Rob Manfred.
Well, they paid a lot of money to Major League Baseball to be exclusive holders of this. Last year was Facebook, which is even worse because I deleted my Facebook account. So I'd have to borrow either my wife's or sister's or somebody and log in and watch it that way. Now it's on YouTube, which is a little better. And our problem isn't that it's on YouTube, but to make it the primary and only way to get it is ridiculous.
Right.
So, you know, I'm 37 and I feel like I'm going on 77 when I have this complaint, but I feel as though I'm justified because it's ridiculous.
No, I don't blame you. So if you have an answer like that, 610-632-0975 for your chance to win FanFest tickets. But the Carson Wentz, Ben Simmons is the main topic of conversation. Who has more pressure? Let's go to Ant in Levittown. Ant, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's up, guys? And let's go back-to-back real quick. Most pressure, Carson Wentz, hands down. And it goes off of something that you said when he was talking about Corey Hart. It's all about the position you play and on the team that you play on.
Absolutely.
And let's not forget, we are Philadelphia Eagle fans, so we will love you. And then we will let you know when we will air our grievances to you. So, Carson, he's our future. We all believe in him. Unfortunately, he hasn't been able to finish out a season. I'm right there with you. I feel he's the biggest reason that we were able to make it to the road of the Super Bowl. And Nick Foles came in and did the job for that. I love him. I'll forever love him. But let's not forget the backup quarterback situation you have. You know, as soon as Carson, you know, went down, we had people in this city believing Nick Foles would be our starting quarterback. You know,
right.
We know what we have in Carson, so the pressure is for Carson to make it a complete season, get us to the playoffs, and then do what we
But here's the thing, and so we know what we have with Carson Wentz. Well, we also know the flaws that Ben Simmons has, and if he doesn't come in this season fixing those flaws, don't you think people in Philadelphia are going to lose their minds?
Listen, I'll be honest with you. I think we are going to be talking about this Ben Simmons conversation, the extent of his extension. I can't believe that we have a team
I sure hope so you're wrong on that one.
So do I.
Yeah.
So do I. But I haven't seen any type of elevation in any type of shooting game in the time that he's been here. I get it. He's an incredible athlete. But I think for years we're going to be talking about Ben Simmons still not take the shot.
So I appreciate the call, Ant. Then that's why it's on Ben. If Ant believes that as this contract continues, we're going to be talking about how he's pretty much a bust because he doesn't elevate his game, how does Ben Simmons not have more pressure coming into this season?
Because even if he doesn't add that, he's still a pretty phenomenal talent. He's an all-star even without a jump shot.
But Carson Wentz is a phenomenal talent. He's just got to stay healthy.
They can't stay healthy and hasn't done it on the big stage yet.
Yeah, but
I mean, how many playoff games has Carson Wentz won?
None.
Okay.
But Carson Wentz doesn't have flaws in his game.
I think he does.
Where?
I think he's... Well, last year, I think it's injury-related.
Injury-related.
He stared down Ertz too much. Occasionally, some of these sacks are on him. I think his pocket presence is the hardest thing to come for an NFL quarterback. When you watch the guys like Brady and Eli's and Peyton's, you know, their pocket presence got better and better and better over the years. So much so that Brady's like Kaiser, you know, Mr. Miyagi back there, just sensing pressure, stepping up. It's a blind pressure that you have to sense, and I don't think Carson's there yet. And thirdly, I think he needs to learn to protect himself better. I think occasionally you got to throw one away, not take the hit. Slide, and it's hard to take that away from somebody. You love that aggression in a player, but those are all things he can improve.
And yeah, he can improve those, but Ben Simmons,
he's a more complete player than Ben.
Ben Simmons not willing to attack the basket, that's not because of injury. Ben Simmons being afraid to take a free throw is not because of injury.
No.
Ben Simmons not pulling up from 12 feet and taking that jump shot is not because of injury. He all does that. It's all mental upstairs. He's afraid to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You said it earlier in the show. I said it. We all know that he can do it. We've seen the videos of him in an open gym.
Yeah.
But once he plays 5-on-5, something clicks or something snaps where he doesn't have that willingness to attack, that willingness to shoot. And if he comes into another season doing that, we talked about it season one, his rookie year, but we said, you know what? He's a rookie. Let's give him year two. Year two, he comes out and he's not doing it really much better. His numbers went up, but he didn't fix those things that we talked about in year one, except for the 6% increase in free throw percentage. If he is the same player in year three, people are still going to lose their minds.
I'll give you this. The cry of hate for the player will be louder for Simmons, but I don't think that means more pressure necessarily.
Oh, that definitely goes hand in hand.
I don't think so.
If people hate the guy already, but they know what he
can do. I just think they'll be more vocal.
Yeah, if he is already getting hate, it's only going to get worse. And they just paid him 5-year, $170 million with a chance to go over $200 million.
If Carson Wentz doesn't win a Super Bowl, he will be deemed a failure. As good as he
is Donovan McNabb a failure?
I mean, ultimately, in the grand scheme of things, you have to say yes. Very good player, the best quarterback the Eagles have previously ever had. I hope that Carson eclipses him, but. Yeah, I mean, ultimately, it's hard to look at a guy that's 1-4 in NFC Championship games and consider him a success. He's a successful player compared to a lot of other players that played in the league, but ultimately, he didn't get it done, so it's hard to call him. And you don't, I mean, sorry, he came up short. I love Donovan, but he came up short. You know, and if Carson Wentz doesn't win a Super Bowl, he's a failure.
All right.
Because it's been done by his backup.
So there's a lot of pressure right there for Carson Wentz. I get it.
And guess what? The window is probably the next 3 years or so. Because the way the cap is, the way this team is set up, all of that, it's now. Your window is now. Lewis Riddick was on TV the other day saying the Eagles have a 3-year window of potential dominance in the NFC ahead of them. So, you know, the pressure is soon. It's now. It's real. And they both signed extensions. They both got it. I just think Carson has it more.
610-632-0975. We got one open phone line if you want to jump in and answer that question. Who has more pressure for this respective season? We can do it over the course of the contract. I know we've been trying to focus on the respective season, just this upcoming season, this Eagles season, this Sixers season. Who has more pressure, Carson versus Ben? But if you want to do it over the time of the contract, we can do that as well. 610-632-0975. Now, real quick, Jamie, we are joined by a legend.
Oh, yeah?
My man Anthony from Xfinity Live.
I love Xfinity
Live. Anthony, how are you?
Good, boys. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having us today. We're excited that we've been doing this a lot during the regular season for the Phillies. Every time there's a day game, Anthony and Jason are down here. They're off today, so sorry that you have me and Jamie. But
no worries.
we'll bring a little more life for you here today.
You're under the shade here. Smart move.
Yeah, no, it's not helping. It's not. We're still sweating. Look, Jamie's got a towel on his head, but he'll see that. He looks pretty good about it. Now, Anthony, there's a lot of stuff coming up here at Xfinity Live, including, obviously, FanFest on August 24th that we're all excited for. But there's stuff coming up first. You got something this weekend, right?
We do.
What do you got?
We have Summerfest Live. It's our beer festival. So
I'm in.
This Saturday, yeah, tickets are still available. We have a few left. This Saturday, you come down. We have 175 different beers you can taste and sample.
Man.
So if, and it's going to be warm, but you know, we'll cool you off with some beers.
I was going to say, what's better on a hot day than a cold beer?
That's right.
Now, is this your first time doing the Summerfest? How many times have you been doing
it? No, we've done it 4 or 5 years now. So,
okay.
We do them each quarter. So we have Summerfest, Oktoberfest, Springfest,
nice.
And then Winterfest.
So you said you have 175 different beers?
Yep.
Has that increased over the years?
So we try to increase it every year, but Summerfest is one of our bigger ones, so Oktoberfest being the biggest. But, you know, we try to stay around the 175, 150 number.
I mean, there's no better place to have a party down here than at Xfinity Live. There's so many options. I mean, you got like 5 different bars. You got the main NBC Sports showroom there. It's an awesome place, so I'd imagine a beer fest here is a lot of fun.
And I made sure the air conditioning is going to be working. Don't worry about that. Just come on down.
Now, where can people get tickets?
Online. Just go to our website, and you can get them right there.
Okay. That's great.
That would be the same place. place you can get the Nelly tickets as well.
That's right. We have Nelly coming up the night of FanFest. So you guys got all the talking points there. We're good to go. Yeah, so, you know, who doesn't want to see Nelly?
For $20, that's a no-brainer.
Awesome. That's right.
That's awesome.
He's playing all the hits. So.
Now, what other stuff going on at Summerfest? Obviously, you got the 175 different beers, but is there going to be bands? What other stuff?
Yeah, we got bands. We have contests. We have all sorts of, you know, entertainment. We have axe throwing. We have food trucks.
Axe
we got
throwing.
The whole deal. So.
Axe throwing is a lot of fun.
Throwing happen here?
It's out in the lot. You go out there
that's
and
awesome.
Throw some axes around. You'll be good.
Oh, that's awesome. So you also got stuff going inside the building right now. I see that there's a little bit of changes going on here. I've been coming here since it opened, but it looks like it's changing a little bit on the inside.
Yeah, so we're adding. So we have Gino's right now, Chickies and Pete's. So we're adding a kiosk like that with Lorenzo's and Son's Pizza. So you can
do the South Philly taco.
You can do it all.
You can get a Lorenzo slice, wrap it around a cheesesteak, and there you go.
Yeah, so we're all good there. And then we're taking our lower, what was our VIP area, and we're making it more inclusive area for, it's going to be a Blue Moon bar. So making it the bar a little bigger, making it a little more open.
Awesome.
So yeah, it's going to be, it's good stuff. It'll be open for Eagle season, so ready to go the next couple months.
Now, do you have to work this Saturday, or you?
I will be here Saturday, yep.
Will you be here working, or you'll be here enjoying
yourself? I'll be here working. Yeah, I'll be here working.
If you were to be enjoying yourself, where are you going to be looking at? Like, what kind of beers what kind of beers will be here?
So it's all, like, summery beers for Summerfest. So if you come to Oktoberfest, it's more fall, winter beers, or heavier kind of winter beers. So
summer lagers, your pilsners, your pale
got them all. We got 175 beers, something for everybody. We have a bunch of ciders, too, so, you know,
awesome.
if you're into that. So
definitely come down Summerfest this Saturday. What time is it?
It is starters. VIP starts at 1, and then GA starts at 2.
I would imagine if you want some of the beers before the rest of the general public, a VIP is a good way to go.
Yeah, VIP is the way to go. You get in an hour before everybody else.
Yeah.
You can figure out what you want, get your spot, and you're all set.
And you can do the VIP tickets as well
online. Yep, they're still available, too.
So, guys, definitely check it out this Saturday, Summerfest. I mean, I'm going to be here. Like, I already bought my tickets,
all right.
By the way. So, I'm looking forward to it.
I appreciate
that. Do you think I could try all 175, or do you think that would
utilize
against that?
Just enjoy responsibly. That's the term, right?
You got to set goals for yourself, Andrew.
That's right.
That's great. Anthony, thanks for stopping by, man. There's a lot of stuff going on this summer at Xfinity Live, so make sure you check out their website. Make sure you check out Summerfest this Saturday.
I come here pretty much before every game, so, you know, if you're coming down today, stop on by, grab a beer before you head in.
Yeah, and also, if you stop on by for the game today, you get FanFest tickets.
Which is right here at Xfinity Live.
Just for saying hi, and FanFest will be August 24th. I'm sure you've been in communications with everybody that's going on at the station. You got to be looking forward to it.
It's one of my favorite events. We did the ticket raid yesterday, and all the tickets went for that raid in under 2 minutes.
It's crazy.
So
it's a blast. Even from our end, you know, it's a busy day, but it's so much fun, and you guys are great hosts down here.
I appreciate it, boys. Thank you.
Thanks, Anthony. Always a lot of things going on down here at Xfinity Live, so make sure you stop on by today. Again, we're giving out FanFest tickets if you just stop by and say hi. 610-632-0975. We'll continue the conversation. Carson Wentz versus Ben Simmons. Today's Midday Show Takeover is brought to you exclusively by Sabre On Point IT Solutions for a changing world. Visit SabreOnPoint.com and set up your free consultation today. I'm Andrew Salchunas. He's Jamie Lynch. We're filling in for Anthony and Jason right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Welcome back. Midday Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. Jamie Lynch to my left. I'm Andrew Salchunas. We're filling in for Anthony and Jason.
The Tunis! I gotta keep his spirit alive here, so I'm gonna throw out some Tunis.
Does he like that? I don't think he does.
The Tunis?
No, when you talk like that.
I'm allowed.
You're allowed?
I'm in the trust tree. I'm a foxhole guy. I got approval.
Anthony and I have a good relationship, but I feel like
Anthony,
if I do it, I might have a gigantic meat hook fist in my face.
No, I mean, I owe my entire career to Anthony. You know, he was at my wedding. I feel as though I can throw out...
he was supposed to be at my wedding. So were you.
That's all right, guys.
Yeah, we're just Enjoy to Miami.
Right. Eagles, Dolphins games, phillysportstrips.com. It's going to be a blast. But yeah, I can throw out a Tunis. I feel comfortable enough with my relationship with Anthony to keep his spirit alive here today and throw out some Tunis.
All right, before we get back to the phones, a couple of tweets. This is from AC Dub saying, do you guys not have Chromecast? And Adam for Ambler, if you have Comcast, the YouTube app is preloaded on your box. No need for cords.
I was unaware of the YouTube being loaded on. That does help.
Yeah, so it's YouTube.
But it's still annoying.
Today. Here's the thing. Well, I don't have those things because I'm the oldest millennial in the world.
Yeah.
So I don't have either.
Like a 75-year-old, 24-year-old?
Yeah, but I can watch YouTube on my phone. Like, I know how to do that. But the problem isn't you and me. The problem is there is an older generation of people that...
Yeah.
And let's face it, baseball... The older generation is the audience.
Yeah.
And
I mean, the demographics show you the younger people aren't watching.
Like, my dad knows how to work YouTube.com, but my dad won't know how to get it on the TV.
Oh, no chance. My dad has a smart TV. I guarantee you there's no chance. And then it would require a 15-minute troubleshooting call with me, his IT guy, to get it done.
And it's really hard to do that stuff over the phone, Dad.
And you know, if you did...
I get the same thing. How do I do this?
Yeah, it's the best. How do you do that attachment on an email thing again?
You know what? Let me drive down the shore the hour and a half because it'll probably be quicker for me to just get down there and do it than it is for me to tell you over the phone.
And the other annoying aspect of it is, if you did want to cut out of work today, go get a nice lunch at 12:30, maybe stay out till 1:30 or 2, not every bar is going to have it.
Right.
And that should be something that, you know, every bar and restaurant should have easy access to, but not every bar and restaurant has smart TVs and hookups, and it's just... Make it the supplementary source. Don't make it the primary source.
So we're giving people an opportunity to vent about the stupid YouTube TV stuff.
It actually cleared up a lot, but I was going to say, come give us your best Grandpa Simpson yell at the clouds thing that just, you know, kind of grinds your gears, as Peter Griffin would say.
You love grinds my gears.
Ah.
By the way, there's a lot of Dodgers fans here today.
Dude, it
makes me sick.
Who is the shirt I just saw?
Bellinger, Kershaw, Matt
Kemp.
No,
it's an old player, and it's driving me nuts now. I meant to mention it.
Oral Hershiser.
No, the right... Andre Ethier.
Oh, an Andre Ethier shirt?
I saw an Andre Ethier jersey. Get out of here with that. You got to retire the Ethier. You got a team like that, the best team in baseball, with boppers everywhere. You got the MVP.
Yeah, pay up for the
jersey. Come on, man. You got to drop the Ethier jersey. That's a disgrace.
Do you keep the Milton Bradley jersey, though?
No.
Former Phillies legend?
He wasn't on the Phillies.
Didn't he come here for a spring training towards the end?
I thought
they kicked the tires
on
him.
You could be right. I mean, there was that stretch where they were taking, like, everybody.
It was at the point where he, would, like, went nuts and had chased somebody with a bat, like, somewhere or something.
Well, that's just passion, James.
Yeah, you can't bottle that up, Pat.
What about a Bobby Abreu Dodgers jersey?
Bobby Baseball.
All right, let's go to Hassan in South Philly. Hassan, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, what's up, the bro and the Tunis?
What's up, Hassan?
Hey, what's up? Hey, real quick before I get to my Simmons and West Point.
Yeah.
You ever go to a restaurant or the movies and you're in there and you handle your business? You see a guy at the urinal or stall come out and walk right out the door.
Yeah, it disgusts me.
Like,
yeah.
That is so nasty. I think the greatest invention they came up with was a towel dispenser where you don't have to roll it or push it down the handle. You can just stick your hand under there and the towel comes out.
Now, occasionally, Hassan, I have done that move. But it's because I have a bottle of Purell with me, or my wife has it in her purse. Because
I still wash the hands.
I get skeeved.
The hands and then Purell.
I get skeeved by the public cleanliness of places, the dryer and the sink. I don't feel like you get completely clean, so I'll roll with the Purell.
You're right.
Yeah. So if you see me do that in public, it's because I have Purell on the other side.
Okay, I'll go for that.
But I agree with you. I love those pumps. I love those pump stations.
Yeah. The Simmons. I think he has a lot of pressure on him because we've seen flashes of what he can do, and we just need him to do it consistently.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of got to agree where I think Wentz like has the more pressure on him.
Because you're a smart man, Hassan.
We know what he can do. But I tell you this, barring injury that year, he wins the MVP, wins the Super Bowl. So we know he's proven. We know what he can do.
Now, Hassan, I tend to agree with you, and this is an impossible question because none of us would ever know the answer. Nick Foles pretty much played a perfect game in that Super Bowl, and that's what it took to beat them. I want to believe that Wentz wins the Super Bowl in that game because of how good he was that year, but I can't say it confidently.
Well, I mean, I'm just based off of what the eye sees.
Yeah.
The pace he was on, you got to kind of believe that if he didn't get hurt.
Totally.
He was,
I do want to believe that, but... Man, Nick Foles was almost perfect, and that's what it took that day, because you needed 556 yards of offense or whatever it was. So, you know, that's why there's pressure at the same time, because he's got to go do that now.
Appreciate the call, Hassan.
Hassan's a smart man.
Yeah, sure. Listen.
You're out here saying Ben Simmons needs a jumper like your Dr. James Naismith. We get it.
Okay, Carson Wentz needs to stay healthy. We get it.
And you know what else he has to do? He has to bring a damn Lombardi down Broad Street.
Yeah, but okay. If the Sixers never win the NBA title, people are going to lose their minds. They went on a process. They take 4 years.
I mean, the process would be a failure.
And if Ben Simmons is one, let's face it, Joel Embiid could play like an MVP every single season.
But like, let's say you're 87-year-old Chunis, and you're talking to your grandkids, and you're like, you know, God, 2019, 2020, Sixers won the NBA title. Are you going to say it was because of Ben Simmons, or are you going to remember Joel Embiid
first? It would be because of the growth of Ben Simmons. Joel Embiid
would help,
is already
Joel
almost
Embiid,
perfect.
Joel Embiid, well, I still think Embiid can improve, which is a scary thought.
Almost perfect.
Yeah, I think he's got a lot to improve, actually. His turnover rate is you know, decreasing the three-pointers a little bit. I love when he's in the mid-range game, but he can still improve his post-play, which is scary for the NBA. Because if he does that stuff, look out. But 80-year-old Chunis, talking to the grandkids... We'll remember Joel Embiid before
Ben
Simmons.
Embiid is probably going to be the NBA Finals MVP if they eventually win the NBA Finals. But I'm just telling you, if Ben Simmons does not grow, if he does not take another step, they will never win an NBA title.
I hear you.
Because it might be great that you bring in Josh Richardson, Tobias Harris. That's all good and all. But if Ben Simmons doesn't take a step forward, another step, they aren't going to win the NBA title.
But if your grandkids go, Grandpa Chunis... What was the 2019?
My grandkids, Anthony. What are we doing here?
I hope so. That would be hilarious. What was it like in the 2019-2020 Eagles Super Bowl run? You'll remember Carson Wentz first.
Yeah, and I'll say the defense played very well in the second half.
Yeah.
Let's go to Matt in Southampton. Matt, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Janice and the bro, what's up, guys?
Yo, what's up, Matt?
Hope the show becomes permanent one day, and I'm going to keep bugging you guys to make a weekly podcast. But anyway,
all right.
I'm so depressed about the Phillies. Yo, what happened to the bamboo? Remember that season-changing plant? That thing died pretty quick.
No, the bamboo's still there.
It's still there.
Every time they do a post-game press conference, they're standing in front of the plant.
And I'm not going to lie to you, Matt. It now drives me nuts. Throw that bamboo out.
Hey, Brad Bamboo Miller, he hit a home run the other night.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I'm pumped for the birds, but I think the Phillies are the most excited. They can't wait to be out of the spotlight.
You might be right about that.
So as far as Ben go, here's where I'm at. And I think the answer, you guys touched on this, it's different, I think, if you're talking next season versus long term.
I think we're, for the most part, just talking about next year because it's a huge step for both of them.
So let's talk about, like, the main hurdle for each guy. For Ben, it's the jump shot. For Wentz, winning the Super Bowl. So if we're talking career,
does Carson have to win the Super Bowl this year?
Well, there's a degree of staying healthy to it also, Matt. So there's some pressure there.
Career, I think Wentz definitely faces more pressure. If the Birds don't win a Super Bowl, he's going to take the full load of that blame, you know, because they won without him. If Ben doesn't win, you started to hit on this, he's going to share that load with Joel and Brett and even Elton. So, you know, everyone says Wentz has to win the Super Bowl this year, but if he plays well and wins the playoff game, we're all going to be back to believing the next year, you know, and I think...
But, Matt, to the same conversation, if he were to get hurt this year... Oh, boy.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, everybody's going to go, oh, you gave that extension to him when he's been hurt four of the five years in the league?
I think another factor, I think Wentz is a lot stronger mentally to deal with the criticism than Ben. I don't know how you feel about that. But we saw in game one against Brooklyn where he started to feel a little of that pressure and he said his whole, like, staying on that sideline.
Yeah.
I think game one of the preseason, everyone's going to be watching Ben. And if he's not launching shots, we're going to start coming down on him in the preseason.
Well, that's why we're upset that he's not even playing in the FIBA tournament, man.
Yeah, that was disappointing.
Yeah, we appreciate the call, man. We're disappointed in that because we were hoping we could see a jump shot
in
September.
You know, look, he said the right things, and look, it is a brand new team, and I don't doubt for a second that Ben's going to get here early and get with his new teammates and get with the Horfords and Richardsons and just, you know, run some ball and learn their tendencies. That's awesome. But it's not even a big problem I had with it. Just a little problem was I thought that was a somewhat pressure-free environment to go test out your new skills that you added to your game. So it could have eased a lot of our preseason tension had he played in it.
Yeah, and if he just pulls up and misses,
yeah,
at least he's pulling up and taking the jump shot. Or if he attacks the basket and he gets fouled and makes one of two. I don't care if he makes one of two every single time.
Oh, yeah.
But because he's getting guys into foul trouble.
If we saw that in the FIBA tournament in late August, early September, there's a sense of ease and relief that comes right away. Now we have to wait basically for regular season or preseason basketball to see if that's going to happen.
Which adds to the pressure.
It does.
You want to check our Twitter poll real quick? Because it's moved a little bit.
Oh.
You're still winning, because I know you're proud of yourself. But the Twitter poll, at 975 middays, you can find it there. The question, who has more pressure in their next season, Ben Simmons or Carson Wentz? Almost 1,200 votes now. Carson Wentz still in the lead, but it's at 60% as opposed to, I think it was 65 to start.
I thought it was going to be pretty close to 50-50, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, it's still pretty
close. It's a very split. It's a good debate.
I mean, how many times have you seen a Twitter poll where it's been 97-3?
We did that the other day.
Yeah,
should the Phillies be embarrassed after the 16-2 performance?
I saw that.
And I was like, oh, so I guess it is impossible to get 100% poll.
I was just there for the comments, to be honest. I knew what you guys were doing because the players were saying they weren't embarrassed.
Yeah, everybody was like, oh, you think they should be proud? I'm like, well, if you talk to Gabe and the players in the clubhouse after the game, all of them said, no, we're not embarrassed. We got to fight another day.
Zach Eflin said he took positives from a start.
I could, because I cut the sound every morning at like 4 a.m. My jaw hit the table when Zach Eflin said on Monday night after the game that, well, you know, it wasn't great, but I did take some positives from the game tonight.
Where he allowed 7 earned runs.
I was like, what? Excuse me? It's like that Chris Farley. Do you know that SNL skit where they give him the decaf coffee?
Yes.
And he's like, what?
He starts flipping the table.
That was me cutting sound. I was like, what?
He wanted to bash the computer screen.
Excuse me? I felt like I was going crazy. Like, I don't know if that's Gabe's constant positivity rubbing off on everyone, which, don't get me wrong, a lot of the times is a great thing, especially in a 162-game season. But come on, man. There's nothing wrong with Bryce Harper or Zach Eflin coming out Monday night after the game and saying, that was embarrassing, we played awful baseball, and we needed to be better.
No,
there's nothing wrong with
Bryce Harper said it was just one game.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that.
I don't either.
Because it was a national game on ESPN, and the entire country saw it, and frankly, you should be embarrassed. What's the problem with saying you're embarrassed?
Whenever I don't even look at the final score. Whenever the game has a position player pitching, you should be embarrassed because you know you're out of reach.
I forget, Michael Barkan said it on the post-game show Monday night. It's either the fourth or the sixth time. That's what I thought, but I wanted to. I was like, there's no way it's actually been six times this year they've had position players throw innings.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
That's insane.
Sean Rodriguez had a shutout inning, remember?
Sean Rodriguez. I mean, when you looked at that lineup, Bob said it this morning. When you looked at that lineup last night, it looked like a split squad, scrimmage in spring training. Like, it literally looked like that. We had a guy that we got from the Yankees AAA affiliate like a month and a half ago batting in the five hole last night. Like, what the hell?
But God forbid we're embarrassed when they lose 16-2.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay, guys. Like, one of my things in life is if you screw up, admit it, own it, don't make the same mistake again, and move on.
Yeah.
How hard is it to say we suck tonight, we have to be better, this isn't good enough? What's the harm there?
Like, we're still angry the next morning, but if you at least hear them owning up to it, you're not as angry.
Yeah.
Like, you're still angry.
I go, okay, yeah, you tapped into what I feel, because I was embarrassed as a Phillies fan last night.
But they were saying, we're not embarrassed. Now, they came out, and they won game two, and they almost blew game two. They won game two. Last night, you know what? It was a tough game last night. I know they only had two hits, and the pitching wasn't good.
Well, Pivetta started off strong with, 16 consecutive walks? I mean, the one guy, I forget who it was, hurt his wrist at bat. Literally couldn't even swing. Had to call a timeout to go get his wrist checked out. And Pivetta still walked him.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
How is that? Just throw one down the pipe. The guy's got a hurt wrist. What the hell are you doing?
Nick Pivetta, he can throw, he can't pitch.
Oh, Nick Pivetta drives me insane.
So the Phillies conversation, we can get into that as well. 610-632-0975. We have one open phone line.
Don't get away from the losing poll you're in.
Yeah, okay. Who has more pressure going into this next season? Not over the contract. If you want to talk about that, we can. We just had Matt bring up both sides of the spectrum. But this upcoming season, who has more pressure, Carson Wentz or Ben Simmons? Let's go to Mitchell in Orland. Mitchell, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Mitch.
All right, so I just wanted to say, like,
I think Ben Simmons has so much more pressure just because of the process. If we didn't wait those 5 years and we didn't lose, I mean, we didn't win 10 games in one season just to, like, sign him for $170 million and him be good. We got to win the championship. I've been waiting so long. It's annoying. Just watch the Sixers.
I agree with you when it comes to Ben Simmons, but I'm not expecting an NBA Finals championship. I'm not expecting rings this season. Maybe Eastern Conference Finals rings, going to the finals and losing.
But definitely within the next three, because if not, honestly, I would just trade him after that. It doesn't matter. Like, if we don't win within these next few years, I don't know. It pisses me off if you play basketball your whole life and you shoot with the wrong hand.
He's right-handed. Yeah, Mitch, I hear you, man. Appreciate
we lost
the phone
you
call.
There, Mitch.
Yeah, we lost you.
Yeah, I don't think there's anybody that will tell you that Ben Simmons isn't right-handed. See it when he's around the rim.
It's ugly.
Well, he wants to go to his right naturally and almost has to force it back to his left. Why him and his father decided, maybe it's because you get an advantage in most sports you play being left-handed. I mean, you bat lefty. It's a slight advantage in almost every single sport. I know in lacrosse, what I played through college, being left-handed is a big advantage. So maybe that was the reason why they switched him to left-hand?
I don't know.
But it's weird, and it puts my own brain in a pretzel.
All right, so more callers have said Ben Simmons. The poll says Carson Wentz, but more callers have said Ben Simmons.
I mean, that's okay. People are allowed to be wrong.
Okay. A couple of them in phone lines, 610-632-0975.
What's that number, man? 610-632.
So, the Phillies tonight.
Today. Sweaty
tonight.
One.
I'm sorry.
Ball's going to be flying?
Well, that's the thing. So, you got Aaron Nola pitching.
Human. You have to win. This is an absolute must-win game today. If you want any hope, because
trade deadline stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you got the trade deadline in what, the 31st? It's barely less than 2 weeks away. Well, it's at 11, 12 days away. I mean, as stupid as it sounds, splitting this series is a win. And you started off
because
on the wrong foot.
You're facing the best team in baseball.
Yeah, so I got to say, though, the white Dodger uniform, that's a great baseball uniform. I just saw a Bellinger white one go by. I hate to admit it. It is a sweet
jersey.
Don't
give those frauds credit.
There's
too many fraud LA fans all of a sudden. All of a sudden, they're the best team in baseball, and I've seen more Dodgers jerseys here in my life.
I just have two words to say to Dodgers fans. Jonathan Broxton.
Or Kenley Jensen, because that's who he pretty much was the other day.
I don't care. I'm holding that one over their head. Jonathan Broxton. Right. It's a must win today, absolutely.
Yeah, and as we've said about, I think, how many times? 50 times? Biggest game of the season?
Yeah, every
biggest
game
series
becomes
of the
one.
Year, biggest game of the season. We've said that about 50 times. But you heard what Andy McPhail said the other day. Like, if they don't make the playoffs, they don't make the playoffs. That's what he said. I hated those comments.
And, you know, you're heading to Pittsburgh after this. So that should be a series you can win. I think it's only a two-game series, actually.
No, it's three in Pittsburgh.
No, three in Pittsburgh.
Two in Detroit.
Two in Detroit. So you could, theoretically, with a split here today, snowball some momentum into those two series, and then boom, you're at the trade deadline. It's like, all right, we just won 5-7. Let's push in.
Two open phone lines, 610-632-0975. Anthony and Jason are off today, so Jamie Lynch is to my left. I'm Andrew Salchunas. We're filling in for them right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Where Philly gets engaged.
Welcome back, 97.5 The Fanatic. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez off today. It's Jamie Lynch and myself, Andrew Salchunas, hanging outside at Xfinity Live right outside of Bully's Pub, looking right at Citizens Bank Park.
Not going to lie, I've been heading into the AC during the breaks. So nice.
Yeah, no, it's terrible
AC's
outside.
AC's a top invention of all time.
It hit 100 during the
Did it?
During the break.
Yeah.
But again, we're just sitting here doing radio. So for real though, if people are out there working hard, like we give you all the credit in the world.
Yeah, you're much more of a man than I am.
Yeah, exactly. All right, for the first time really all show, we have open phone lines, and the number to get in is 610-632-0975. And we're asking the question, who has more pressure coming into this next season? Is it Ben Simmons or is it Carson Wentz? And my reasoning for Ben Simmons, and bro, give yours in a second for Carson, because Jamie says Carson Wentz, I say Ben Simmons. My reasoning for Ben Simmons is that, and one of the great points made by Tasty Cake Donald, who actually texted you earlier in the show, said that people already hate Ben Simmons. So that is a great point. That wasn't even one of my first points, but he's right. There are people that already hate Ben Simmons and think that he doesn't belong and think that he shouldn't have gotten paid. We got one guy on the line right now. I don't even want to give his name, but we'll talk to him in a second. He's the biggest Ben Simmons hater there is.
Uh-oh.
But there are a lot of people that hate Ben Simmons, and there are a lot of people that think he's never going to develop that jump shot and that he's never going to attack the basket because
a D. Gordon Dodgers jersey. Come on, man.
Wow, really?
Get out of here with that.
Didn't Tom Gordon play for the Dodgers too for a minute?
Flash?
I think he did.
He might have. You think that's a flash or a D?
No, that's a D. That's all right. Can I get back to my point? Are you even paying attention to the damn show?
Hey, man, there's a lot of stimulation down here.
So, Ben Simmons.
You were talking about Carter Hart, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
Ass. We already know Ben Simmons' flaws, major flaws that keep him from taking that next step. We already know that he is a good basketball player, slightly above average, but he is not an elite basketball player.
Wait,
he won't.
You're just giving him slightly above average?
Okay, I'm going not elite. Okay, he's above average.
Very good.
Happy?
How about very good?
Okay.
Slightly above average to me screams of like Luol Deng in his prime.
Phone. So I say that he is above average. I don't think that he is elite. And the reason being is that we know that he has these flaws, and this jump shot is what's keeping him from taking that next step in being an elite player. He's an elite defender, right? Mm. We already know that.
Oh, yeah. He's guard 1-5, and there's not many guys in the entire league that can do that.
I want to say that he's an elite passer, but he does make a lot of turnovers and a lot of dumb turnovers. The turnovers went down,
but the turnovers are sometimes a product of the fear of shooting.
Right.
When he jumps in the air and doesn't want to shoot and looks for the kick out, it kind of drives me nuts. Because what's one of the first things you're taught in basketball? Don't leave your feet unless you basically know what you're doing.
Exactly.
And he does that, you know, a decent amount. I think what's scary for the league is how much growth Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid have to do. Because they can both still improve dramatically. And that, if you're in the East, that's a terrifying thought.
Exactly. So, and if Ben Simmons doesn't take that next step this year,
honeymoon's over.
I think people lose their minds. So that's why I say Ben Simmons is the reason why I think he has more pressure than Carson Wentz. Now, Jamie, you say Carson Wentz. Explain your reasonings for us.
My reason is pretty simple. Because Carson Wentz, yes, without him, Nick Foles never wins the Super Bowl. But it's interesting because both these guys signed their big boy extensions this year. Ben and Carson are both getting paid. Look, Carson's the highest paid guy in the league. So with that comes pressure alone, but more importantly, the most important part of this is Nick Foles came and won a Super Bowl on his team. Nick Foles, a backup, a journeyman quarterback, came in and did what no Eagles quarterback has been able to do. So there's always pressure on the Eagles quarterback no matter what. Ron Jaworski will tell you all about that.
Yeah.
But there's even more pressure on you when your backup comes in and steals your trophy. Because let's not get it twisted. That messed with Carson a little bit.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's the bar. Anything below that is a failure. And look, he'll be a very rich and wealthy man for the rest of his life. But if
he's saying that this year, like, does he have to win the Super Bowl?
No, but I do think it's a 2, at most 3-year window where they got to get it done. But because of some doubts that people have, because of, and on top of it all, you got to throw in the injury card too, because if he were to get hurt this year, I don't even want to think about it. But man,
now it's people Sudfeld time.
Well, yeah, that's gross. But two, people will be questioning: should they really have given that extension to a guy that has been hurt more or less 3 of the 4 years he's played in the league? Now, his rookie year, he didn't miss any games, but people forget he did have that wrist thing in preseason. So he has shown you. It's kind of difficult for him to stay healthy, and that's a huge hurdle as well, not even to mention the Super Bowl pressure. So I think Carson Wentz, without a doubt, has the most pressure on his shoulders of any athlete ever to play in Philadelphia.
So you've heard our reasonings. Now we only have 2 open phone lines, so grab them at 610-632-0975. And again, one more time, in case you guys don't know, we are broadcasting outside of Bully's Pub here at Xfinity Live. And if you stop by...
Oh, there's some guys with some cold drinks right in front of us. Those look pretty good.
I'm jealous. I'm really jealous. But if you stop by and just come up to the table, come up to our street team, you get a pair of FanFest tickets. So if you're heading down to the game...
You guys need some tickets?
They got you right over here.
Go get your FanFest tickets. That's all. So
thanks for stopping by, guys.
It's that easy. You stop by, you make us jealous because you got a beer in your hand, and then they get free stuff. So stop on by if you got a chance. 610-632-0975. Now, Jamie, this call's yours, all right?
This is the Ben Simmons hater?
Yeah, I'm not...
You would say the number one Ben Simmons hater?
Yes. I'm going to take the call.
All right.
And he won't stop. So just it's all you, all right?
I don't... Have I ever spoken to this guy?
I don't know. Vinny in West Philly. Vinny, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Vinny?
I just want to ask you, why you call me a Ben Simmons hater when I point out basketball facts? Like, I don't understand it.
Vinny, I don't think we've ever had the...
I hear you talk about Ben and Jamie talking about him all the time. I'm pointing out basketball facts. I'm not making nothing up. I'm saying what I see on the court.
How all right, Vinny, I've never talked to you before, so what is your stance on Ben Simmons?
I'm talking about the truth.
No, I already know everything that you say, Vinny. That's why I'm saying talk to Jamie. It's 100 degrees outside right now. I honestly don't want to talk to you.
Answer that question, Drew. I'm talking basketball facts.
Yeah, what the hell, Drew?
Why are you calling me a hater?
All right, Vinny, lay it out for me here.
I'm not going through all that. I'm just going to go through what I call. Listen, I think it's not the players that got the pressure. I think it's the organizations that handed out some big checks.
Answer the damn question. That's why I'm hanging up on. We have a specific question today.
Tunis is triggered.
I can't stand that guy. I love him. We go back and forth on Twitter. We talk. It's great. But, like, I asked him to do a specific thing and explain why I didn't like Ben Simmons. And then he has to, oh, no, there's no pressure on Carson or Ben. It's on the organizations. Come on, dude.
That was great.
Let's go to Joe in the Northeast. Joe, you're on 96.
Vinny's the man.
Hello?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, fellas. What's going on?
What's up, Joe?
So I'm calling. I'm definitely not a Ben Simmons hater. But there's definitely been plenty of games where I'm sitting like inches away from my screen, the TV screen, yelling at Ben Simmons.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But when you do this, and look, I understand in the moment it's hard to do. Do you say to yourself, "All right, this guy's his second year in the league. He has so much room to grow."
Exactly, and that's what gives me the patience, because he's only the second year, and you know, we've seen it with LeBron, you know, making the same mistakes for years, you know, in the playoffs with the Cavaliers, and then eventually he got over his flaws and became, you know, what he is now.
Yeah,
but the point I want to make is about Wentz. I feel like Wentz's biggest flaw right now, something he has to get better at, and something that Foles was a lot better than Wentz at, is getting rid of the ball a lot faster than he has.
Yeah, Carson Wentz tries to make too many plays, even if the plays aren't there.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
I feel like Wentz should have learned from Foles these past couple years, you know, to just get rid of the ball as fast as Foles has. You know, just snap the ball, 1, 2, 3, boom, already had his mind made up, and just go and just wing it. But I feel like Wentz has to improve with that, like a lot.
Yeah, and one of my...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.